Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Let's head down to South Beach. Beautiful this time of the year. A buddy of mine, Ralph Russo, joins me, a senior college sports writer for The Athletic. Obviously, all into the college football. Playoffs get going tonight and tomorrow afternoon, New Year's Day. And Ralph joins me now. Ralph, first and foremost, Happy New Year early, a little bit to you and your family. And always great chat with you, brother.
Yeah, belated Merry Christmas to you and the Melusis clan, and I hope you guys have a great New Year. It's football season, though. Yeah, we're in the heart of it for college football right now, and I'm here waiting on the Orange Bowl tomorrow, the second of four quarterfinals, with the first one tonight, Miami, Ohio State.
Yeah, let's go in order here, Ralph, and get your thoughts. I want to ask you about Marcus Freeman as well toward the tail end of the conversation, too, as he told the NFL, thanks but no thanks, staying at Notre Dame. How good does Beck need to be tonight for Miami to keep that game close against Ohio State?
Yeah, I think really, really good. Sort of top of his game, good. Ohio State's defense is the best defense Miami will have faced. Texas A&M is a pretty good defense. But as Miami showed, like, you can get some things in the running game against Texas A&M, as they beat the Aggies last week in College Station. Like, I don't think that's going to be there against Ohio State. So it's going to be a lot more pressure on Beck to really step up and maybe carry a little bit more of the load of the offense. And he's pretty good. Like, he might not be a first overall draft pick type quarterback, but he's a pretty good quarterback. He's almost all of his interceptions came in just two games this year, but this is a different beast of an Ohio State defense, and they're going to put some pressure on him, and they're going to, put a lot of pressure on his receiver. They got a good secondary as well. I just think he needs to play. That doesn't mean he needs to throw for 300 yards, but he needs to have maybe his most efficient and effective game of the season.
And not turn the football over. A lot of people have made the argument when you're looking at the Canes tonight, and you're going to have Irvin and everybody. It's great that Miami's back on this kind of level. It really is. It makes college football, that much better. But when you look at the Canes defensively tonight, a lot of people have made the argument their front seven, specifically that defensive line, they got to have themselves a game, or they will, and that defense will keep them in the game against Ohio State. You agree or disagree, Ralph?
Yeah, I think that is the place where Miami can look at Ohio State and say, we are as good as these guys, right? I think if you look at the one matchup where I think you might even give the advantage to Miami, is Miami's defensive line against Ohio State's offensive line. Ohio State's offensive line has been good, But I think that Miami's defensive line probably has four NFL guys, and straight across the board, especially with Reuben Bain, who's going to be a very high NFL draft pick, that's a place. If you go back to the Ohio State game against Indiana, they gave up five sacks in that game. That's by far the best defense and a really, you know, creative front four that Indiana throws at you. That's the place where Miami has to look at it and say, I think that's where we have the advantage. I think that's the place where we can make some hay, is putting pressure on Saiyan.
Ralph, when you look at this matchup tonight, do you think this is a one score game fourth quarter? A lot of people look at it, despite their Big Ten championship game performance, that Ohio State is clearly the team to beat moving forward here. How do you look at the way that this game plays out this evening?
Yeah, it's a big number, right? It's about a 9.5, and that seems like a lot. I find myself thinking that this is not going to be like not that Ohio State will blow out Miami, but if Miami had such a hard time, I think they're just limited offensively. I don't think they're bad offensively. I just think that there's only so many ways that they can beat you. You know, Beck doesn't run. Beyond Malachi Toney, the great freshman, they are okay at receiver, and they force a lot of balls to Toney in a lot of different ways. But I just think they're a little limited, and that strikes me as the type of game where, again, you know, I don't think Ohio State's going to blow them out, but I wouldn't be surprised if this was a 10 to 14 point game in the fourth quarter, and Ohio State is more like nursing a lead rather than sort of, you know, desperately trying to hold on to a lead.
All right, let's get to the game. Early game tomorrow, noon kickoff. You'll be in attendance. We're chatting with Ralph Russo, covers college sports, college football for The Athletic, and does a fantastic job. You'll be there tomorrow down there at Hard Rock Stadium for this one. Oregon and Texas Tech. Red Raiders, if you have not been paying attention, really good defense. Texas Tech, you know, one loss on the season. They've had a really good year, and Oregon obviously has developed into this national brand. Jet fans are going to be paying attention because of their quarterback, you know, when you look at Dante Moore. But what about Oregon and Texas Tech early tomorrow down in Miami?
Yeah, I think it might end up being the smallest spread out of all the four games, and I think it probably will likely be the most competitive. As you said, like, Texas Tech has this like crazy good defensive line. David Bailey is a transfer from Stanford. They went heavy in the transfer portal. They built a lot of this team by spending wisely in the transfer portal. David Bailey is sort of the lead guy there, an edge rusher. Again, probably a first round draft pick, had about 14 sacks. I think that they're hoping to get a lot of pressure on Dante Moore. I think the one thing to keep in mind on Texas Tech, they have some problems scoring in the red zone. So I wonder if their inability to get sevens and settle for threes ends up being a little bit of the difference in this game. And you're right, Dante Moore has become, I think he has the potential to be the most interesting to win tomorrow over the month, right? I think there's still some questions.
I think we just lost Ralph there. Ray, see if you can get Ralph. Oh, he's back in. I don't know. See if we can fix up the...
Hey, guys, sorry. I'm so sorry if you lost me there for a second.
No, we got you back. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay. Yeah. What I was just going to say is, like, I think Dante Moore is probably ends up being like maybe the most interesting figure of this playoff if Oregon does continue on and win some games, right? Because I don't think it's guaranteed that he's coming back. Or that he's heading to the NFL. I do think there's a possibility that if he goes out early here, I think the plan for him originally when he got to Oregon was, hey, I'm going to be here for two seasons. That'll be good for my development. But he has gotten very good very fast, and I could see him staying if maybe they get knocked out tomorrow. And I could see him leaving and being a high draft pick if they were to make a long run here.
You think he's as good of a prospect for the NFL as Mendoza with Indiana, Ralph?
I think he's probably got a better, higher overall ceiling. I think he's probably just as a raw talent, a better player. Mendoza's played a lot more ball. It goes back to just what, you know, kind of what I referred to before. I think Mendoza benefited from 4 years of development in college, and I think with Moore being 1 year as a starter at Oregon, I think there might be some pause as to like, hey, maybe I'd be better off going back for another year. But the thing is, his stock is rising. So, you know, it's a little hard to maybe sign up for another year of college if you think he can be the number one draft pick overall.
When you look at that matchup, before we get to Alabama, Indiana, what do you think ends up being the determining factor between the Ducks and Red Raiders?
Yeah, can Texas Tech score touchdowns in the red zone as opposed to kicking field goals? That's been a problem for, I don't know if you guys lost me when I said that, but that's been a problem for them all year long. And I just don't know if, as good as their defense is, like, to expect them to hold Oregon under, let's say, 24 might be a bit much, right? So if you're going to be in a game where the score is going to be in the 20s for both sides, if you're kicking field goals while the other team's scoring touchdowns, that's going to be an issue. And again, for Texas Tech, that red zone offense, you know, creating touchdowns as opposed to settling for field goals has been an issue all year.
Next game, Rose Bowl, Alabama, Indiana tomorrow afternoon. No better setting for a football game, regardless, college, NFL, doesn't matter. Pasadena, California, with the sun setting in the distance. I wish Keith Jackson was still doing the game. but when you look at this, Cignetti's done a wonderful job with the Hoosiers. Obviously, the number one seed coming into it, undefeated Big Ten champs, Mendoza, Heisman Trophy winner. When you look at the Crimson Tide, are people sleeping on Alabama a little bit? With them potentially getting 7, playing within that number against Indiana tomorrow?
You know, the funny thing is, Mark, I actually think that the reason why the spread is as small as it is, even though it's only 7,
is because it's Bama.
Of the helmets. Yeah. I think if you had just taken the helmets off these two teams and put just the resumes side by side, Indiana might be closer to a 10-point favorite. They have just simply played at a much higher level than Alabama has all season. Now, that said, Alabama's roster is built a lot more like Oregon and Ohio State, right? So they have the athletes to compete against anybody in the country. It's just a matter of, hey, are they developed and are they playing as well? They haven't played like Oregon and Ohio State, right? They played some real.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Really poor games. They can't run the ball. But I don't think athletically Alabama will always have a chance to be in the game.
Where is Simpson health-wise going into tomorrow afternoon?
You know, what they'll tell you is he's had some time off, so it's about as good as it's been for a while. He has been sort of had this nagging back thing most of the back half of the year. You know, it's football, Mark. If you've got a back injury, it's probably not going away, right? They just played Oklahoma, and he got sacked 4 times in that game. I think it probably limits him a little bit in terms of getting out of trouble. He needs to get rid of the ball a little faster. He's not the most mobile guy, but he's also not a statue back there. He has seemed a little less mobile, and the fact of the matter is Indiana gets after you. And I think that's the biggest issue, right? Can Alabama figure out a way? They don't run the ball well at all. Can they figure out a way to protect Simpson, keep him upright? Because here's a number for you. Ohio State only gave up, I believe it was 11 sacks all season. Five of them came against Indiana. I believe Oregon only gave up 14 sacks all season, and six of them came against Indiana.
That's like a lot.
Indiana really gets after you, even with teams that protect the quarterback well, and that hasn't been a strength for Alabama.
You know, when you look at it, you know, just one on Indiana here, because Cignetti's done a wonderful job with that program, and people are looking around the country, you know, just why not us? And it's, you know, we understand today's day and age of NIL, transfer portal, how much money you have to work with here. What has separated Cignetti in the job that he's done at Indiana, Ralph?
You know, I think part of it is the investment. I think what really helped and was sort of the big breakthrough there, and that's not to diminish, this is not to diminish him as a coach. He was able to, because of the way the rules are set up now, bring a big chunk of his JMU players, James Madison players, with him from Indiana to last year's team, and there's still a bunch of them on the team this year. And it's not just that he brought good players with him. When you do that, you bring your culture. You bring guys who understand what they want, what is expected of them, and what is expected to the coaching staff. So it helps you then, those guys immediately become leaders on your team and help the new guys, the guys who are new to the coach, understand, oh, this is what he means when he says this. This is the scheme. This is how you run this drill. Oh, if coach chews you out, don't worry. He'll be okay tomorrow, right? Like, it's such a huge deal to be able to bring part of your team with you to implement your culture. And I think that helped rocket boost the build at Indiana.
All right, to the Sugar Bowl tomorrow night. Going to be a fun one. SEC matchup. We saw in the regular season, Ole Miss and Georgia. Obviously, Kiffin down at LSU running that team. A lot of his former DC is now the head coach at Ole Miss. When you look at Georgia and Kirby Smart, 6 points is the spread between the two teams. A lot of people rooting for Ole Miss based on the way that, you know, Kiffin jumped programs and left for LSU. What about Ole Miss and Georgia again?
Yeah, they have become a little bit of America's team, right? Because it's easy. I think, A, it's easy to root against Lane Kiffin. And I think, like, being the team that Lane Kiffin left at the altar, I think a lot of folks have rallied around them. Here's the thing it was a great regular season game, right? Georgia Ole Miss was one of the better games of the SEC season. Georgia scored the last 17 points of the game, shut out Ole Miss in the fourth quarter, and end up with a great come from behind. That second half for Georgia was sort of a pivot point on their season defensively. They were struggling early on. Game against Tennessee didn't play very well. Played a bad half against Alabama defensively. Since that point of the season where they gave up 5 touchdowns the first time Ole Miss touched the ball and then shut Ole Miss down the rest of the game, they have been a very, very different team. They've outscored their opponents by about 120 points, and that mostly they've been a very different defense. They've gotten a lot more sound. I think Georgia's going to win it all. Like, I picked Georgia to win the whole thing. Yeah, I picked them to win the whole thing at the start of the playoffs. I think that they have separated. Ole Miss is still a very good team, very good offensive team, but I think Georgia has separated itself from that point of the season going forward, and I think they win this game fairly comfortably against an Ole Miss defense that is okay. They're a much better offensive team, but really that Ole Miss game, something clicked in the second half for Georgia's defense, and they've been a very different defensive team since.
We're chatting with Ralph Russo. He's down in Miami to take in the early game tomorrow, the Orange Bowl between Texas Tech and Oregon. Ralph does a great job for The Athletic. Ralph, two more before I let you go, and appreciate all the time today. Number one, how do you rectify the bowl system here in terms of we're all into college football playoffs? They're great. I mean, the opening round needs to be in a little bit of adjustment here. But these other bowl games have been a disaster, whether it be guys opting out, the transfer portal January 2nd. You have no idea who's playing, who's not. How do you, can you potentially rectify the rest of these bowl games outside of the college football playoffs?
Mark, I don't think it's salvageable in the way we would, maybe you guys our age would like it to be. Like, in other words, it's never going back to the way it used to be. So, okay, so how do you make it just better than it is now? First of all, I think the playoff might expand. which only further degrades the bowl system, the bowls, right? Because now you have more teams in the playoff, more teams focused on being in the playoff, and more teams that will show up to bowl games, either A, opt out of them altogether, or show up to bowl games with a skeleton roster. I think maybe you can make it a little better. Hey, listen, we're going to make sure you're guaranteed these guys a little bowl bonus, right? Now, some of their contracts with their schools, their NIL deals, have that type of money baked in. But maybe the bowls can say, hey, you know, if you come to this game, you know, here's $1 million. You can cut it between the winner, you know, and then here's $500,000 for the loser or something. It goes directly to the players. Maybe that motivates guys to play in the games a little more. But I don't know if there is a really good solution. You probably need to create a little bit more of a distinguished postseason and offseason for college football. The fact that college football's offseason bleeds into its postseason is a big problem. Like maybe you could kick the portal back into the spring. That might help things a little bit. You maybe have coaches who hang around a little longer. So I don't think there's a good fix for this. I think really the more realistic fix is you expand the playoff a little more, put more teams that would have been in bowl games, take those bowl games, make them playoff games. And because it's just we're never going back to the way it used to be, Mark.
Unfortunately. I love the playoffs. I just the rest of these games are terrible. All right, Ralph, last one, Freeman deciding to stay at Notre Dame. We know that there was interest from the Giants. We know that there was some interest amongst other NFL teams. I think at some point in time he's going to coach in the National Football League. I don't think this is going to be Shaw at Stanford, who said thanks, but no thanks, and never coached in the NFL, right? I think at some point, why do you think Freeman decided to stay at Notre Dame? Job unfinished? I understand he got a new contract. I get that, but still.
Yeah, so I think a little bit of job unfinished. They just signed maybe the best recruiting class they've ever had at Notre Dame, and that's saying, well, at least within the years, like the last 20 years, right, when we've been ranking these recruiting classes, they signed like 4 or 5 stars. So I think he understands that right now, it's a job's not finished, but he also thinks that like they might be on the upswing here at Notre Dame. Like there's a real good chance that the way college football has morphed and as much as Notre Dame is invested, that they could win a national championship and he's set up to be good. I also think that his job right now at Notre Dame allows him to be very picky if he does want to enter the NFL. Like if I do want to go try the NFL, and at this point, like, I don't think there's another college job that would interest him. Maybe Ohio State. He's an Ohio State guy. So yep. Maybe if Ryan Day left, maybe he would go to Ohio State. Like, I just also think that he's so well set up at Notre Dame. It allows him to say, okay, what pro job, if I am interested in the pros, is going to set me up for success, that I'm not going to be stepping into a situation where in 3 years I'm fired and I'm going back to the NFL, I'm going back to college. So it allows him to be picky. Notre Dame still seems to be on an upward trajectory. I also think there's a little bit of this. Like, I think the NFL is very interested in him. I am wondering just how interested, right? Are they gauging him as a future possible candidate? Or how many teams really want him to be there right now? He's a young guy. So I just think that like it was a good setting for him to get to know some NFL teams and from NFL teams to get to know him.
Gotcha. Ralph, you're the best. Enjoy South Beach. It's like 25 degrees up here in the Northeast. I know it's only in the 60s down there.
Just so you know, it's not that warm down here. Like, I have a sweatshirt on. I know it's better than it is. It's definitely much nicer than it is in New York City right now. But I was telling my wife, like, I'm not going in the pool. Like, it's kind of chilly down here.
Well, it's a tough sell. I can understand that. When your wife's in the Northeast and it's 20 degrees and you're like, listen, it's not that nice down in Florida right now.
Right.
It's only 60s. I'm wearing a light sweater. That's a tough sell, Ralph. I'll tell you, that's a tough sell.
Yeah, you got to do anything you can, right? Like, yeah, when you FaceTime or they see palm trees in the back, it's a little tough when, like, you know, they're shoveling snow, right?
No doubt. Well, Ralph, enjoy Oregon, Texas Tech tomorrow. Appreciate it. Love your work with The Athletic, and thanks again for the time, man.
Thanks very much. Happy New Year, Moose.
You got it. You as well. To you and your family. Ralph's the best. I mean, he just is. Breaking down college football, giving you a good feel of the next four games as the college football playoffs begin tonight in earnest once again.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.